Jesus' point here about the candle is that that which God gives us of the gospel, the fruit we bring forth, is brought forth not to be hidden, not to be put under a bushel. You know, you don't light a light and then put a cover on it. The purpose of lighting lights is to bring light. The point of the light is to reveal things, to show things, to shine out. Secrets are made to be manifested. The hidden things are made to be made known. Even the hidden wisdom of God, we try to make it known. We shine it out to those who want to see it. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. If God has given you ears to hear, hear it. If God has given you eyes to see the light, see it. That's why he says, careful how you hear. For to whoever has shall be given. Think about that. That is the opposite of the way we think of social justice. Right? Who has, to him shall be given. So it's like the rich get richer. And whoever has not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. He doesn't even own his house, and it's going to be taken away. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer. And it's funny, because that's kind of true in the world, and it's true in faith. But in the world, God deems it unjust. In faith, it is his mercy and grace, because none of us deserve anything. And if he begins to give some something, he gives them even more. And others who have nothing from God, what they seem to take hold of, they don't even really have that. It's just an illusion. Their faith is an illusion. Their confessions are an illusion. Just like in the parable of the sower. It just springs up one day it's there, and then the next day it's gone because the sun was too hot and the moisture was not enough. And the thorns and the weeds come up and choke away the word. It is not given to them. What they seem to have is taken away. Verse 19, then came to him his mother and his brethren, and could not come at him for the press. And it was told him by certain which said, thy mother and thy brethren stand without desiring to see thee. And he answered and said unto them, my mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it. Family, earthly family to Jesus was disposable. And to me, I take the same attitude. Anyone in my life who hinders the work of God is not really part of my family. I say, well, that's awfully cold. Well, is what Jesus is doing cold here? You might say so. But I say sometimes things are done which are harsh, but they're done in love to provoke others to consider their deeds. You know, they were out there, they wanted to see him, and he refused to go out. He said, my mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it. He was not respecting their person. He respected the person of those who heard the word of God and did it. And they were still stumbling at him, like everyone else in Nazareth. They do come around. And so this is an object lesson. Much as the things Peter went through, denying Christ, is also a lesson. The family is not as important, the earthly family, as the family of God. As those who hear God's word and do it. Those who are ready to follow Christ, he valued more than he valued his mother and his brethren. They need to come to him. He doesn't need to go out to them. They need to come to me. I'm the one preaching the kingdom. They have need to come to me. I do not need to go out to them. They need to come to me like these. And then they will be my mother and my brethren. But as long as they stand without drawing me away from those who serve God, they are not going to get my attention. And so he excluded them by not including himself. And that's the thing. You know, I don't think, you know, there are fine lines we tread sometimes. You know, in family relationships, the thing that gets me is like sometimes you try to take some definitive action and people treat you like you're so harsh, you're so hard, you're so mean, you're so cruel, you're taking vengeance. I'm like, vengeance? Vengeance is when I throttle you. Vengeance is when I murder you or I destroy you or I do harm to you. by keeping myself from you, you have suffered harm, you're mistaken. If you feel harm, maybe that's just the work of God turning your heart. And far be it from me to take away that pain. It is given to us on behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but to suffer. And if it's given to me to suffer, then all who will follow with me must also suffer. Suffering is part of it. And if I cause family members to suffer because I don't come to their parties, or because I don't give them calls, or I don't turn my children over to them, well then tough, suffer. The kingdom of God is more important to me than your petty little needs. Why should I allow me and what I have to become thorns and briars to you, choking out the word? Why don't you go sit by yourself and figure out why you're alone? I've spoken to you, and you have not listened. I've preached to you, and you've not heard. You know, Jesus, he was in the synagogues of Nazareth. They'd heard him preaching from time to time. What is it they still want to talk to him about? What is it they need? They just want him to go and acknowledge he's the same old Christ as always. Well, he's not the same old Jesus. He's the Christ, and he's in the midst of his ministry, and he's not here to assure them of this, that, whatever it is they happen to need in their petty little needs. They need something much more important, to hear God's word and to do it. And all my family members need the same thing. And therefore, I don't have to go out to them. And if I do, I might even be doing them harm. I'm certainly doing them no good. Making people comfortable in their current ways is not love. All you're doing is saying, I love being in their favor more than I love favoring them with the favor of God. I love having no conflicts in my life more than I love standing up for what's true. I don't love them enough to pressure them, because I just don't want to make them dislike me over the kingdom. You value your own personal reputation or your personal comfort level with people more than you value that person's life in regards to eternal life and the kingdom of God. And you're not willing to put your neck out for them, even if it might cost you your friendship with them or whatever. Jesus isn't afraid with, are my mother and my brethren? Oh, they're not going to be happy with me, are they, if I don't go out and see them? They're not going to be happy. The stark truth is,